Domoda, Gambia National Dish, Day 267, Dish 65. Hello, hungry adventurers. As you can already tell, this posting is a bit different than the usual My Hungry Tum posting. I'm trying out the WordPress.com post by phone feature for the first time for a main posting. Please leave your feedback if you like or dislike this method. I am, as always, posting the text version of the article and the recipe. If this turns out to be a popular method, I will continue to post by phone and text. Let me know your thoughts. Our destination today is another African nation. If the bulbous northwest portion of Africa were ahead, looking across the Atlantic at South America, then Gambia would be approximately where the nose is. To get there from Gabon, we simply sail north from the Gulf of Guinea, around the point, past Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Guinea-Bissau, and finally to the shores of Gambia. Gambia was first colonized by the Portuguese in the mid-15th century. Like many of its neighbors, Gambia was a lucrative port in the international slave trade. At this time in history, the slave trade was controlled by several Western European powers, including France, England, Portugal, and Holland. Slaves were first brought to Europe to perform domestic tasks in wealthy European households. As the West Indies and North America began to emerge as agricultural powerhouses, the trade soon moved west and continued throughout the 18th century. Eventually, the land near the mouth of the Gambia River was ceded to the English, who maintained control in the country until independence was declared in 1965. The English outlawed slavery in the British Empire in 1807, making them the first European power to do so. As history shows, the awful trade in human chattel continued throughout the Atlantic Basin for years afterward. To this day, there remains a lucrative slave trade in many parts of the world. Although it is a more subversive and hidden practice today, it still affects upwards of 27 million people globally. To read more about it, follow this link. Gambia is the smallest nation on the African continent. In area, it is slightly smaller than Jamaica. The population is largely Muslim, English-speaking, and economically focused on agriculture. The national dish of Gambia is called Domoda. It is essentially a groundnut stew made with tomatoes and peanuts, along with some type of meat, although it can be made as a vegetarian or vegan dish. I have appreciated using the Congo Cookbook as a reference for regional dishes from this part of Africa. Their explanation of this dish is posted here. Domoda, or Domoda, is Gambia's version of sub-Saharan Africa's ubiquitous groundnut stew. In its simplest versions, made without meat, it is basically a peanut sauce. It can be made with meat of some sort, usually beef or bushmeat. If made with chicken, it is quite similar to chicken and peanut tomato sauce. Whatever form it takes, it is usually a peanut sauce served over rice. This popular dish has spread throughout much of the region. Peanuts are not native to Africa. They first arrived sometime after 1560 when the Portuguese and Spanish landed on Western Africa's shores, bringing the now popular legume with them. Today, peanuts are a major part of Gambia's economy, representing nearly 6.8% of GDP. This dish and others from the region represent the crux of the thesis for this blog. It is a popular local dish, created from both local and imported ingredients, that provides not only staple nutrition, including large amounts of protein, but also a dish that has become a part of the local culture through its popularity. Variants of the dish can be found in nearly every sub-Saharan African nation in and around the Congo and Gambian River basins. In turn, Domoda and other dishes like it were brought to the Americas with the slave trade and form a part of the culture of the Caribbean and American culinary histories. You can find variants of this and other West African dishes in the Americas, especially in areas where slavery was prevalent and where peanuts are a part of the local agriculture. Evidence to this point can be found at this link, which is one of many Americanized versions of a peanut stew that can be found with a quick Google search. For rating, I gave this dish a 14 out of 15. For appearance, it received a 4 out of 5. For its beautiful fall colors. For aroma, it receives a 5 out of 5. For flavor, it also receives a 5 out of 5. is really wonderful, savory, not too sweet, nutty with a perfect amount of acidity. A great dish. Ingredients. 2 cups of peanut butter, 1 large onion chopped, 2 to 4 diced whole chili peppers, depending on your preference for heat, 2 liters of water, 2 whole lemons, 2 cubes Maggi or bouillon, 4 medium bitter tomatoes, if available, or 4 tablespoons tomato paste, or 1 can of diced tomatoes, one of the three, 2 pounds beef or chicken, 1/2 pound pumpkin or other squash or gourd, 2 medium fresh tomatoes chopped, salt and pepper to taste. Preparation. Wash and cut the meat into bite-sized pieces. Chicken should be cut into larger pieces. Lightly sear the meat in vegetable oil with the onions. In a cooking pan, boil the meat, onions, and chopped fresh tomatoes in the water for 10 minutes. Then add peanut butter and other ingredients. Bring to a boil, stirring occasionally. Reduce heat after 10 minutes and simmer for 45 minutes. Serve with plain boiled rice. I adapted this recipe to include elements of the Congo Cookbook's version of Domoda. Here is the link to that recipe. Note, if you are using chicken, then make sure you sear the chicken in a little oil or fat before boiling. The dish is also referred to as Durango and Mandinka and as Mafé by the Wolofs of Senegal. My main recipe source is here. Additional sources for recipes and information pertaining to Gambia and peanuts are found below. Thanks for enjoying My Hungry Tum. We'll see you next time.